The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers and sisters. There was a group of about 120 persons in that place. He said, "My brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was numbered among us and was allotted a share in this ministry. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his encampment become desolate, and may no one dwell in it, and may another take his place, take his office.' Therefore, it is necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day in which he was taken up from us, became with us a witness to his resurrection." So they proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take the place of this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place." Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. Praise you, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high and looks upon the heavens and the earth below? The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. He raises up the lowly from the dust, from the dunghill he lifts up the poor, to seat them with the princes of his own people. The Lord will give him a seat with the leaders of his people. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Now listen up, great gospel today. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything that I heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, it was I who chose you, and appointed you to go and to bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I almost said be seated, but I'm sure that's what everybody's doing right now anyway. Today, the gospel, it's one of these rare times that we will sit there, and the regular reading of today, if we follow along, is the first part of this gospel. And tomorrow, when we come back here at 7 o'clock, the second part of today's gospel will be read for tomorrow. And so I get to break this up, which I love. Tomorrow, it's great what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but today it's going to be great too. And we have to focus on this first line that we hear. Jesus said to his disciples, and he says to you this morning, get this, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love. Now, what does that mean? Think about it. You know, sometimes we think that God the Father loves Jesus more than he loves us. And it's just not so. God is love. He doesn't do anything partway. Love is always completely. It's like the sun. It's complete, complete, complete. What we receive of it is up to us, right? So, Jesus says, just as much as God the Father loves him, and Jesus is part of the Trinity, God the Father is part of the Trinity, that same love, he loves us with the same love of the Father. So we're caught up into this love. And then he says, I want you to remain in my love. What does that mean? First of all, do you know how much you're loved by God? Do you know it? Because again, as you've heard me say again and again, your life hasn't begun until you know the love of God. Now, knowing the love of God is much different than knowing about the love of God. You need to know your love. And then once you do that, you need to remain in his love. So every day when you come to pray, you need to be still and let God love you. You know, again, sometimes people say, Father's getting soft. Oh, I'm not getting soft at all. Let me tell you, you don't have the strength to do what you need to do unless you let the God of the universe fill you. And he fills you with his love. Because if you don't know the love of God, you're going to search everywhere else to fill the emptiness inside. You're going to search after pornography. You're going to search after money, greed, power, judgmentalness, fill in the blank. If you don't know God's love inside, that emptiness inside will be filled with sin. And you got to stop it. You got to be still and let God love you. And when you do that, and when you remain in that love, what happens? Jesus says, this is right before he died, so we remember what people say right before they died. All this I have told you, why? So that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. Did Jesus know how much the Father loved him? Did Jesus know how much the Father loved him? The answer is yes. Do you know how much God loves you? The Father loves you. Jesus loves you. When you know that, the only way you're going to do that is spending time in silence in his arms every day. When you know that, the fruit of that is you'll be a man or a woman of joy. So ask the people that you're living with right now, am I a person of joy, or am I a person of judgmentalness, of realism, and all this stuff? Jesus said everything he told us was that we would have his joy and that our joy would be complete. It's a joy of knowing that you are loved. So spend time in his arms today until you know here, not here, that you are loved. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever.